to Bachelor AfterBuzz TV. This is your Bachelorette After Show. Guys, I missed you so much last week. So much, but I'm glad to be back. Well. So you guys ready to do this?
Ready.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You guys, I'm so on the fence about Chad. And I think, I have a feeling that Christina and I are gonna bicker about this, so we will get into all that.
Cannot wait for that.
Right? I feel like you two are already have your decisions made. Yep. You and me are like, I feel like we're gonna like.
That's just matter of fact, voice your opinion. We just kept.
Wait, can you turn the song up real quick? This is for Chad. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's for beginners. You ain't enough. A little Childish Gambino. Guys, welcome back. We missed you guys so much. I missed you. I know you guys got to see them last week, but we are back. We're getting back here every Monday talking Bachelorette, talking JoJo. I know a lot of you guys tweeted me that you wish you could have seen me on the show. I would have loved to be on the show as well, but we're here, and I don't regret not going because I love being here with you guys.
And probably one of the most... like interactive tweets I've ever had.
What's your current retweet?
I don't even know. I threw my phone over there, so
I love that.
Create some distance.
I appreciate that.
I think it was like 400 likes and then like 300 retweets and pages of comments.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You guys are so popular.
No, I appreciate it. I'm excited for.
I was just showing, saying that was the fan support, the fan love. Yeah. They poured it out.
I'm excited for her. I think she's got a great group of guys. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, so. You wouldn't have stood a chance against those
right?
Guys.
No, not especially. Yeah. I don't know where I fit between Alex and Chad. There's this chasm somewhere there. Anyways, overall thoughts on tonight, Chelsea.
I feel very flustered after tonight. Actually.
Flustered?
Yeah.
Like you got things rising in you that you would want to say if you were there.
Yes.
To who?
To all of them.
Okay.
Actually, that's a lie. Not to all of them. To a select few.
Okay. Christina?
I actually...
Is it like a volcano erupting inside of you?
A little bit. I actually really like this episode. Last week, I thought the guys were all pretty boring. I was like, JoJo is better than all of them. And they kind of grew on me. And I hate when people pick on someone in the house. So I feel like... I don't know.
Oh, you're getting into it already.
I kind of had Chad's back. That's just my initial thoughts.
Okay.
Just like overall thoughts, Brooks.
My overall thoughts were... I thought it was very, very interesting. I thought they did a great job. One of the better second episodes I think I've ever seen. Of packing in a good narrative for us where there's drama, where we're starting to see characters develop, like who people are.
Yeah.
I was really impressed. I think it's going to be a good season because of how well they set the stage tonight.
So before we get into the whole chat thing, let's try to organically get there. Because if we go right into it, I'm going to get a little flustered.
Yeah.
It's not exactly cold in here, and I don't want to start sweating from my opinions yet. So let's ease into it. Let's start with maybe the group date.
Okay.
You guys know that?
Yeah.
I mean, that itself was pretty hot. The firefighters.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you guys think firefighters are hot, by the way?
Yes.
Is that like just a given?
Yes.
All firefighters, across the board, firefighters
are hot.
Is it
the uniforms?
Yeah, what is it?
Yeah, I think it's uniform, and to me, there's some sort of like huge manliness already associated with that.
So, I'm turned on more by suit and tie.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Personally.
Mm.
Okay, so, I got a question for you, Christina, if I may.
Yes,
it's
Brooks.
And you, Chelsea. But it's more about...
See how he covered that up? He looked at you and said, Christina?
I had to. I won't listen. Chelsea.
For those of you listening, Brooks straight up looked at Chelsea and called her Christina.
Sometimes the wrong name slips.
It's okay.
Sometimes the wrong name slips.
It's okay.
Okay, so Chelsea, because you answered yes to the uniform things.
Yes.
And this is a little preemptive of the Chad conversation we're about to have, but I just, alpha male style, are you typically attracted to alpha male, like alpha men
as
well?
Yes, typically.
Okay.
Not saying that's always been the right choice. However, typically I am attracted to that.
Okay, not to say that all firefighters are alpha males.
Right.
Right.
But it connotes like a sense of like manliness.
Correct.
When you see a firefighter.
Correct.
Okay, interesting. I had that thought and you just brought it up. I thought it was good.
But
good time to get an answer.
I feel like guys in suit and ties can be alpha males as well.
They absolutely can.
They totally can. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so group date. Let's do this.
There you go.
Writing down some quick notes.
Take the mental notes here. Group date. Luke, Grant, Will, Evan, Daniel, which by the way, we didn't see a lot of him tonight.
Thank God.
Ooh, yeah, but he made it through to next week's episode.
Vinny,
producers.
Ollie, which we didn't see it like at all. James F. Wells and Robbie. Let's heat things up. JoJo. Do you guys notice anything major here?
Yeah, I still swoon for Luke.
So, okay, do you think Luke was... Did Luke have a bad attitude, or was that okay in defeat, the way he kind of went over?
I don't think it was bad at all.
Wait, where are we talking?
So after he made it to the top three, and then Luke didn't win, and Grant won. Yes. Which Grant should win. I mean, Grant,
okay, first of all, that would have been the most embarrassing thing if Grant didn't win. I mean, that's his
career. He would have been real upset.
That would have been real upset. Totally. But on the flip side, you're putting a firefighter on a date that has to do with firefighting.
Yeah.
How fair that is, I'm not really sure. So I think they knew... They must have... assume that Grant was gonna win.
Sure.
And I think that's probably where Luke's frustrations came from, because he wasn't far behind.
Yeah.
At all.
I mean, I think anyone would be frustrated.
Winner takes all, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Luke did a great job, and if anything, I would have been like more upset that Wells got a second chance.
You know, I agree. I don't think he should have been top three.
I don't think he should have been either
at all.
And like, also, like, that's the game. He didn't succeed. Like, okay, so he kept going, so that shows something about his personality. I understand that, but
he would have been better poised for an academic decathlon as opposed to a
final. We all have our pros and cons,
or anything
you know,
to do with
but
music. I love music, that guy, by the way.
Okay, I feel like it's gonna sound messed up, but you know how they say, like, it's so bad now, like, people give kids, like, trophies for everything.
Trying,
and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
And he already had enough time with JoJo. He didn't win, so he should have sat out.
Agree.
That's messed up.
Someone else could have had that opportunity.
Man. Agree.
So do you think it was unfair they did something that's right in Grant's wheelhouse, or do you think that was specifically designed to hopefully, like, give
that's
him
what I'm saying. I think it was specifically designed to kind of, like...
Give Grant more time? Or for Grant to win? Really?
I thought it was happenstance. I thought they were like, this should be a cool date.
We've seen this in the past. Yeah. I wish I could think of exactly what the dates were. We've seen it before where it has to do with someone's profession.
Really?
And it's like right in there.
That could help spark whoever's in charge of the dates, the producers, to say like, oh, what if we did something like this?
But that's like to say the same thing for the second group date and Jordan. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
So, although they didn't make him do anything athletically.
And
it's purely...
And he didn't,
but they did say a bonus for him was that he was Aaron Rodgers' brother and that Aaron Rodgers would be
quarterback
the
for the
table.
Green Bay Packers.
Well, so
Jordan
before we get to
it.
That, let's talk about this. Do you guys see anything between Grant? I mean, it seemed like they kind of had a moment up there.
He
hugged her. He kissed her on the head, too.
No, I definitely
forehead
think
kisses.
No.
He started with like a forehead. He did this.
Yeah.
And
like, I think forehead kisses are really intimate.
They're very telling.
Yeah, they're very telling.
But not this early.
Not this early. Agreed. I don't think it was appropriate this early.
Right.
I almost feel like a makeout is more appropriate than forehead kisses.
I felt the same way. Yeah. I was like, how dare you?
Yeah, like, don't
go kiss in
stay away
forehead.
From the forehead.
Yeah. It's a no-no zone.
Ladies, I
might as well grab her boob.
Yeah.
Right.
Which we know you've mentioned multiple times.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry. I digress.
Grant said something, and I want to ask you guys. Grant said, I'll never leave the house without saying I love you because there's always a chance I may not come home. Was that hard to hear, or was that did that pull your heartstring?
No, I'm not sensitive to that at all. I was like, you just ruined like a good moment.
Okay, that's how I felt.
And I felt like he was like trying to be like, oh, I'm so tough. Like, my guy has like such a hard job. I might lose him every single day. Like, you know what I mean? I did not buy it at all.
You didn't buy that?
I didn't like it.
Where is
he
a firefighter at?
Chelsea, did you buy it? Hold on. Did you buy that or sell that?
I didn't bite it because I think on the contrary...
Buy.
Oh.
Not bite it.
Whatever.
Bite it.
Bite it.
Bite
it. Like, whatever.
Did you bite on that one?
I didn't do either. Okay. Anyways. It's because I feel like, not to be like, oh, all his life, but no one really knows if they're coming home. So just to pull that card right away and be like, I don't know if I'm going to come home for dinner tonight. Like... You know, so you should love me a little more.
I thought what he was saying was important.
I get what he was saying. And then he has a very valid point. Like, the man is standing in burning buildings. That's his job.
Yeah.
However, just to throw that out right away.
I mean, it is crazy dangerous to be a firefighter.
Yeah, it's crazy dangerous.
I just feel like you shouldn't leave the house without saying you love someone or giving a kiss no matter what.
Right.
Anyways. Yeah. And Misha C just wrote this, and I want to talk about this, the puns. I usually like the puns, but they were a little overdone.
The whole hot, like, up in flames. Yeah.
So many. It was too many.
It was too many.
I
stopped smiling.
It just felt so overproduced.
The puns.
Yeah.
You liked it?
I don't typically like puns.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next part of the night, because I want to make sure we have time to talk about this chat thing. But so Wells had a great conversation. Evan just drops randomly that he has three kids, by the way. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
They gave no backstory.
Zero backstory.
Zero.
He was just like, I'm the only one with the kid. And then just moved to the next date.
Well, that's because he's not going to make it very far, so no one really cares about
him. Do you think
Evan.
He makes it one more week and then that's it?
I don't want to see him anymore.
Why
he's,
not?
He's
what is it about
spot.
Him?
Because he's not going to win. Like, JoJo's not
we
into
all know
him.
It, yeah.
He's not JoJo's type. She
but
told
what
me.
Is it about him that's just like a little? Because
he's
like,
so like,
he's creepy.
Is
like,
it his?
He's creepy. You don't think he's creepy?
No, his hair creepy. Is he pushed would be to the guy in the bar, like an emo.
Yeah. Like he would be the guy in the bar that we were completely creeped out by.
But I bet you he's
that. He's like for
redeeming grace though. I bet you he's a phenomenal dad
and a great kisser.
No, he's a phenomenal dad.
No, I bet you he's a phenomenal dad.
Yeah,
don't count him out. He could be.
He seems very sensitive. Like when he got the rose the first night, he was like, "Yes, I got one."
Yeah,
and even today when he's on the date card, he's reading the names out, and he was like, "Yes, that's me."
But I thought that, that was very appropriate for the date card situation. So he acted out the role. He was like, "Yes," because that's how I'm supposed to act right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you may be right. Yeah.
Also, I just still think it's weird that he left God for penises. Just
I'm sorry, you what?
Okay, wait,
sorry.
Did you come? Did you just have Tourette's?
I'm sorry, time out. One more time?
Well, he was a pastor in a church, and now he's like an erectile
dysfunction specialist. He left God
for penises.
Really thought you were saying that he was gay there. Just wanted to clarify.
I mean, maybe also. I don't know. I kind of get that vibe from him, too.
Really?
Yeah.
He just needs to go home as a vibe.
Sorry. Like, if there's like a world of Evan supporters out there, I apologize. But that might be one person, so whatever.
So he's going, he gave you mad penis vibes. He's not the only one that was giving you penis vibes.
Oh, no, I think a lot of them are gay.
Who's the other one that was giving you penis vibes?
The Bachelor superfan was for sure there for Chris Harrison, not for JoJo, if you know what I mean.
Wait,
which guy?
By what you...
Bachelor superfan, James
Beth. James is hilarious.
He is really funny. He was good on it. But
his little thing at the beginning,
the
first episode, when they showed him like talking to his mom, or his mom called in, dying.
He's funny.
We need someone like him on the show.
But I think JoJo's not going to choose him either. I think he's just there for like good TV, not because...
Definitely.
Well, they didn't keep him around long.
I know. I was surprised he didn't make it, actually. Daniel did. That was weird.
Yeah, I think Daniel. We'll get to that. Okay, so day number one, Derek. Were you guys surprised
by the choice?
Yeah.
Yes.
However, let me ask an early question. I got some comments about this too. Okay. The date card says love is full of choices. Love JoJo. Probably one of the cooler dates I've seen on The Bachelor. I have to say,
hands down.
I would love to see this date when there's like five guys left or six guys left, and it's somebody that you like. America's pushing for.
They peaked too early. You're saying
yes. This was too early.
Too early.
This was an early peak because this date was phenomenal.
It was a really good date.
I love that date.
Like, I want to steal these ideas, ladies. Would you not freak if your man did that on that date?
It was just. You think he was gonna propose too?
Yeah.
You think that's like
the end all be all? That's a proposal.
Yeah.
That's quite so cute.
That's quite the date. Babe, I got two jets. Yeah. One's going north, one's going south. I got hotels at both ends. Yeah. Whatever you want, I got it set up. Yeah. Logistically, a nightmare.
Would you guys all have chosen Sky?
No.
No, I would have chosen C.
I think I would have chosen C, too.
Really? I think I would have went Sky and I would have went north.
I really didn't get that it was
okay,
Sky.
Honestly,
I may have went south because Mexico is in play here, and he just wanted to go. I would have maybe went south. They may have went to like Cancun for the day or something.
I don't think that they really had an option.
Oh, really?
Like, there's no way that the Bachelors were, like, people in both places. Yeah. Somehow they geared that towards one.
You think so?
They were, like, subliminally planning.
It's hard. Subliminally.
Did I get it?
Yeah. I think you got it.
Use your words.
They were subliminally planting north around, like, the mansion, and so he was just, like, north.
North.
I don't know if it was that, like...
But
it would be hard.
Thought he was like very reserved night one, and today he was just so decisive. And as a woman, I just think that's really sexy when a man like can just make a decision, whether it was producer driven, I don't know. But I feel like so many guys are like, I don't know, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
And he was like,
so many guys on the show or just in life?
In general, in life.
Okay.
Men and women, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice to hear someone who can make a decision. And he's like Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, let's talk about their conversation, because what we saw from him being so honest and real with her, do you think he's going to win?
No.
No.
Okay, do you think he could be the next Bachelor?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Really?
I disagree.
I disagree, too.
I want to hear yours first, Danny.
I just, after seeing him be so honest and vulnerable and have a great backstory.
He wasn't that honest.
Yeah, it wasn't.
He didn't even, like, say that much about his relationship.
He didn't say.
He didn't even straight up say
she cheated.
Yeah.
Like, there was someone else involved.
He was alluding to other things.
And she's like, wait,
sure, maybe he was being respectful of the story.
I mean, she mentioned Ben and her ex so many times.
Maybe he doesn't need America to hear that.
But like if you're saying he had such a great story, I'm not really sure what that story was.
I think he has enough that I was like, wait, I could see that guy being someone that America.
Because on the flip side of that, if you would have seen a conversation that was longer and he like went into all the details, sure. we might have had a an adverse reaction to that conversation and been like, it's too much. You know?
I mean, that might be correct.
I'm not saying that that's right. I'm just playing that scenario out. Yeah. The other thing that I wanted to say about Derek is first dates are telling. And so she got some advice from the three previous bachelorettes that said, cool it on the people that you like.
Yeah.
Go for someone that you
don't. Yeah, they said wait a week.
Wait a week or something. So I think she's listened to that.
True.
I think so.
That's why she
Derek was like top five in her mind. Maybe not top three, but somewhere there, number four, number five.
So she explored it.
I'm going to explore that early on because if there is something, awesome.
Yeah.
And I think that there was something because we didn't see him the rest of the episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's a tell from the producer side because we don't get a lot of screen time from them in the beginning. They don't want to ruin his role, right? So I think he's going to be their top five.
Yeah. Can I ask like an inside bachelor question?
Ask it.
Okay, so when they're reading the date cards, how do they decide who's reading that date card? Is that already pre-planned?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it just whoever's like eager to get up and read it?
The producer comes in and says, Evan, you're going to be reading the date card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so they get picked too? Is that a cool moment? Like, yes, I got picked to read the date.
Is that telling anything?
I don't think so.
Not at all?
No.
I don't actually. Maybe they give him a little screen time because they know he won't get much later.
Maybe we should pay more attention to it.
Yeah, maybe it is, and I have not even thought about it.
If anybody's noticed a trend with who reads the date cards,
let us know. I've always been so interested in that.
That's really interesting.
I always thought it was just like who was like most eager in the house, like waiting by the door.
No,
because
could you imagine if the doorbell rings, everyone's going to like trump to the door. They would That's what I was saying. There has to be some organization.
You don't get anything from it. What do you get from reading it?
Yeah.
I don't know. They're so bored in the house, they want to do something.
Yeah, maybe.
Good point.
Okay.
I can sympathize with that.
So then we go to the last group date. By the way, they cut back right before this to that conversation between Daniel and Chad where they're talking and basically said nothing and then talked about a protein shake and the analogy fell completely flat.
Yeah, that was
But somehow
bad.
Made sense to Daniel and then Chad just laughed like it was the Which and then they high fived. It was the weirdest moment.
I think Daniel didn't understand it either. He was just excited
to
have
going
a friend.
Along with
Yeah. We're the two best friends that anyone could have.
I actually tweeted it looked like a scene from Joe Dirt. That's what I felt like it was like a scene from like he goes, I knew you were cool the moment I met you. And then they high fived and I was like, what the hell is going on?
It reminds me of when you do broken chatter and people like either agree or disagree.
You did the
other night. What do you call it? You don't call it broken chatter. That's what I call it.
No, it's mumble talk.
Mumble talk. Yeah. Okay. So Danny will do this mumble talk where it doesn't actually make sense. And then at the end, he'll say a little something.
No,
that
Christina,
does.
No, because Christina, you before, it was like last time we signed a piece on the Rent a Cam, you knew exactly what I was saying. We bought him a town and took it down, right? And you remember that.
Wait, what?
Mumble talk.
Perfect talk. Got it.
You got me.
I knew I liked you, Danny.
That was good. Wait, really quickly, another insider bachelor question. Yeah. Do they have any, like, is there a gym or anything in the house for people to use?
I'll be fielding all the insider bachelor questions for the rest of the night.
Are there weights? Like, did Chad
have a
need
question
to
that
use
goes
a
along
suitcase?
With this?
No, there is. There aren't weights.
There aren't weights. Okay.
No. So he had to have brought that strap himself intentionally, going, well, I could attach something
to it.
In the house to this.
How about a suitcase?
How about all my protein?
I feel like you have to respect him for that.
No, I remember Michael Garofalo telling us that on Bachelor in Paradise, they were like lifting weights with tree trunks
and rocks
and
coconuts. Essentially work out. And in the house, aren't you guys just like, isn't everyone just drinking and eating the whole time? Like, what do you do?
That's it.
I don't understand. Yeah,
the majority of your time is filled with pointless interviews and conversations with other guys about her, about the other guys. It just goes round.
So is that why people go a little crazy?
And
probably. And why they drink so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can respect Chad for being like, fitness is really important.
Yeah,
I'm going to bring my weight belt. I'm going to figure out a way to make some good use of my time.
Sure. Yeah. I bring a TRX.
And all
like
of
that.
His protein. Absolutely. Like, I totally respect that.
I mean, his ability to plan has been, obviously, he was like, I skipped this protein shake tonight so that I can eat all this meat.
Save my cows, bro. Okay, let's get to the next group date. Card comes in. It's Jordan, Christian, Nick, James T, Alex, Chad, prove your love to me. And the Nation, the little hint at Sports Nation, which, by the way, I listen to Max and Marcellus every afternoon when I'm in Los Angeles. Those are two of my favorite personalities.
If you went on their show, you'd be the super fan. You'd be like a James
I would
S.
be a Sports Nation and Max and Marcellus super fan. I love those guys.
I thought this was a good date, too.
This was a great date. It was a great date to see personalities, too, but I feel like Chad ruined it a little bit. A lot of it. He was no fun.
He was supposed to be fun. He needed to loosen up, for sure. But
it was like a buzzkill.
Yeah, a little bit.
After buzzkill.
What else did you guys notice?
But I kind of agree with him, too. I think that so many people on the show seem so phony, like Evan, being like, thank you so much, I'm so happy. You know what I mean? Like, you aren't in love with her. Like, yes, you're there to explore that possibility, but you aren't in love with her. So it does feel, like, really phony to me when people are like, she's just the most beautiful person in the world. She has such a great heart. She, you know, she'll make such a great mom. You don't even know her.
Yeah.
I mean, I completely agree. I don't think the way that he handled it was in any way, shape, or form, like, respectful or fun anything under a positive umbrella. However, the thing that I never really understand about this show or how it's played out is how people come on, they're like, I'm so in love with you. Like, I've waited and I've watched and, you know, you are this and that and this, because you truly don't know. You've had such limited time with them. And just because you've watched them on an edited TV show doesn't essentially mean that you know them either. So I get where he was coming from. He just didn't channel it in a admirable
way. His delivery was
With Chad. Yeah, it's, you nailed it on the head. It's his delivery. So what he's saying is, I think, justified. And I think some of these guys, Chad strikes me as a guy that probably didn't watch last season. Maybe a little bit. I don't think he's rude, somebody who watches the show. I don't
agree.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So these guys have a little bit of an idea of who JoJo is, at least from watching the show. You can learn about someone from watching. Granted, they haven't met her, but I get it when they walk up and say there are things that they like about her, because I can say things I like about her, and I've never met her in my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
However, they were doing something fun. So when they were asked to propose, they're not going to have a lot of things of substance, but you're going to say things that you think would be good in a proposal, but obviously not tailored specifically to her, because you don't know her on that level. So that's just supposed to be fun. When Chad freaked out, that ruins it. Granted, I get what he's saying, but you don't do it in front of JoJo on a group date. You can maybe have this conversation at 2 in the afternoon when there's nothing to do on a couch.
But everyone was saying that Chad should go home, or like Chad shouldn't win, right?
I don't think he should go home yet.
But the guys were saying things about Chad to JoJo in front of everyone. So I feel like it was appropriate for Chad to defend himself and say why he felt this way, you know, and why he didn't want to propose to her like that. Because the guys just said who shouldn't win, or I forget what the exact wording was, if they were saying who should go home or who shouldn't be like the number one fan, or I don't know, but they were all nagging on Chad. So yes, he should defend himself.
Well, and to Christina's point, the most common question I get when I meet someone that watches the show, they inquire about that. Is it rehearsed? Is it, how do people fall in love that quickly? Because they're feeling the same thing that Chad is feeling. Like, how do people get on the show and then just immediately go, I love all these things about you? How do, are they acting? Are they told? And I think that's the underlying question, is are they being told to say those things? The other thing I wanted to mention about.
So are they?
No, they're not. Okay. I think people just fall into, this is the role. This is what I should be doing. And Chad's resisting that. And to us, we go, does he not understand the premise of the show? This is how it goes.
Yeah.
And
but don't, he's being so real in a sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a normal reaction. Like, you guys don't know her. You know, if this was a real life situation, right? Let's say you guys are on a group date with a girl, and, you know, and then all of a sudden Brooks is saying all these things. You'd be like, but wait, dude, you just met her.
Yeah, and Chad said that. Otherwise, it would be weird.
Right.
Otherwise, in a real life situation.
As viewers watching, these are things that fall under the parameters of unwritten rules about the show, that if you come onto the show, you should at least understand how the show works. And that's a lot of these guys, is they're closet fans or they're actual fans of the show. Mm-hmm. And they understand when you're in the house, you just kind of be respectful of other guys. That's how you go about it. Chad strikes me as someone, I don't think he's ever really watched the show.
No, I think he has. Really? I disagree, only because I feel like everything else that he's done, look, he knew to bring protein, he knew how to bring the belt.
If I give you parameters and say, hey, you're going to be on a show, you can't do anything, there's no media, you're going to be around a house, there's a pool and a bunch of time and space, what are you going to do if you're a meathead?
He had the car dealership that he said, I like people to go, he thinks and plans things out. He was like, what's your objective? If you're going to come to me and step up to me about talking about
I just
Alex,
don't think that means he watches the show. If you tell me you have spare time.
I just don't think he'd go into it blind. I just don't think he's that
personnel.
He'd
learn a little bit, but I think enough
we're missing
to know to bring protein.
Part of what happened on that date is when he, or at least to me, I don't know about for you, Christina, but when he said, you're nagging about her.
Yeah.
Like, to me,
bad
nagging
choice of words.
Is a awful choice of words.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like, nail in the coffin, we are in a huge fight.
Okay, am I wrong here? I think he was trying to
be funny?
I think he was trying to piss her off enough and be manipulative to the point where she's like, wait, that's the one guy who, like, is not like swooning over me,
mm-hmm.
and she's gonna start.
Like playing the
you
game
want what
like
you
that.
Can't but, get. I think he's being manipulated.
I also think that JoJo is starting to figure out, like, okay, cool. I like that he was real. That did something for her, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But then she's going, all the guys don't like.
She's starting
him.
To notice.
I know that that's a thing on this show where
right.
the guys all don't like
she's
one
smart.
Person.
Right.
That's the villain.
That means something.
Which surprised me when she was like, I don't know. I can't read him. I'm like, that seems very produced on her side because. It's that's
like
a tell.
So clearly
you know, it's clearly obvious she's figured him out.
Yeah.
I thought the nagging comment was annoying for sure.
I'm just going to go ahead and say something real quick. I need to pause you guys. Whoever DJ Rucky is or Russi, can you get out of the chat room?
Get off. Knock it
he's
out.
He's just inciting things for no reason. So if you're listening, I would appreciate if you would just get absolutely
you're a regular
out
Chad.
Of the chat room. It's unnecessary. And if you're welcome to stay in, but do not do any of that again. I'd really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Oh, no. I'm nervous.
Ooh.
Get out. When this happened, I tweeted out a poll and I said, ladies, need some help for our show. Would any of you still give Chad a rose after tonight? This is while a group date was happening.
Yeah.
It was just a little bit ago, so it's only 79 votes. But yes, 18%. No, 23%. Hell no, 59%.
I would
where do you guys
rose.
Fall, ladies?
I would say yes.
You still say yes?
Yeah, and also he got second in that. What was that? What was the game?
It was basically taking the strike the rose, the eye on the prize, and then the press conference, taking
right.
all that into account, and then rating them on who did the
okay,
best.
Okay,
he got second.
He got second, which is pretty good, you guys.
Yeah,
I don't understand why he did though.
I felt like all of those picks were.
Producer.
Entirely producer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's so naive then.
No, I think it was too because they're setting up everything for Chad to be the villain.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't really know if I would have given him a rose. Like, I would have sat and thought I would have probably made a program.
What about after his story? Because she said she even said in a voiceover that she wanted to figure out what was behind that, and we figured out what was behind that. His mom passed away 6 months ago.
Right. Yeah.
That changes the narrative on him a little bit. Even though we saw him be a dick again after that at the cocktail party, it changed a little bit. Now you understand where it's coming from.
Right.
He's masking something.
Wait, can I just say something really quickly?
Yeah.
More than the nagging thing that bothered me was, did you guys see him just grab her butt?
Yeah, I did see that.
That bothered me.
That bothered
wait,
me.
No.
He grabbed her butt right
on
before he went down to propose to her, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, he
that's
just has,
was like, more with, like, the forehead kiss, you know
like,
what I mean?
That's like, that's not
too
yours.
Soon,
yeah.
Too soon,
yeah.
He's just, he totally has a sleazy side, and, or that's my opinion.
So...
Oh,
okay.
By the way, Danny,
yeah.
I think your data is a little bit skewed only because in the questions you said yes, no, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no is just more fun, man.
Yeah, it
you
is
gotta
more
have,
fun.
You gotta have like a.
So I should just be yes or hell no?
Like shit, no. Redo it and they'll see if you get a different response.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's move to the cocktail party then because anything else from the group date?
What about that poem?
Yeah, let's talk about this because that poem made her cry.
Yes. Honestly, or maybe I'm a really emotional human being, I got a little teary.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Why? What was it that pulled your heartstrings?
Okay, because I think there is something so tender and genuine about him, and he truly and utterly feels, like, lucky to be sitting on the couch with her.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think those words, even though, like, it wasn't the best poem or really, you know, whatever.
Who cares? It was
but
great.
But he took time, and I think it's all about the little things, and to me, like, the little things are the biggest thing, so I was like, oh, you're just...
It was really sweet, but also he's not gonna win, so bye.
You don't think so?
No.
Oh,
he's in my top five.
Same.
I think JoJo probably feels bad. I feel like he's the guy
feels
that you feel bad for.
Why would you feel bad for him?
No, I know what you
Do
mean.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean,
so
but I don't
sweet.
Think it's him.
He's so nice. Like, I feel like he's the
like
guy you want to fall in love
nice?
With. No, I think she probably wants to fall in love with him, but I just don't think...
But what do you mean feel bad? Like, feel bad for
feel
what?
Feel bad
like,
getting rid of, or feel bad
oh,
not,
getting rid of.
You know what I mean? Or feel bad not being in love with him.
I think he's
yeah, I know what you mean. Like, you want so badly. It's you're almost like you're more in love with the idea of someone
exactly.
than actually them. So if you put him on paper, right, he seems like a top quality guy that she should absolutely dive in for. But maybe in person, whether it's their physical connection or, you know, some other factor, like, they're probably may not be the best match.
Well, let me ask a deeper question then. Why do girls go for the bad guy when a guy like that has it all put together?
If you have
it?
That answer,
why does
it would have saved me a lot of trouble in life.
I think for me, I'm just so attracted to, like, a very confident man who's, like, I like a guy who's really masculine.
Does he, you don't think he's confident?
I don't think he's confident, and I just don't think he has, like, that masculine quality to him.
See, on my end, I thought delivery. We talked to delivery about mm-hmm. Chad.
Yeah.
James had great delivery because the underlying commonalities between James and Chad was honesty, right?
Right.
But the way James was honest is like a really, in my eyes, a mature way of honesty where he was both honest but yet vulnerable but also mm-hmm. saying what he wanted. He was like, listen, I like all the, you know, what did he say? Like macho, hardcore.
He said, I might not be Abs McGee.
Yeah. Hardcore man stuff with a little chick flick now and then. Yeah, that's true. Cute. Sorry. And so I just lost my train of thought a little bit. Oh, sorry. My point was with James, I feel like if she doesn't go for that, it's not that she doesn't also want those things, but you can't help but also want to be attracted to, and yep. I just haven't heard her say anything about James.
Right? Melanie Gomez, right. She did say, she goes, he's the one that I should look out for because there's a possibility that I might be interested in him a little. She said
okay,
that
but
about
interested
James.
In him a little is literally worlds yo, difference no. from yeah. I want him to
could
get
James
down
be the next Bachelor?
No, I think he's...
Can't carry it.
There's a moment when he was reading the poem that you know who he reminded me of? Jeff Holm. Creative, a little different, a little quirky, sensitive, clever, still attractive, still confident, and the moments with her are what matter. He's nice in the house, he's fine, but with her, he knocks it out of the park.
He was ranked number one on the date, on the group date as well. So the sports thing, whatever it was.
Because he's a good guy.
He's a great guy.
And he also has a sense of humor.
I like James a lot.
I do too.
I'm not going to put him on top five still.
I'm just, he's definitely top five, I think. I just don't know that he's going to be the one pulling out a ring.
Looks like this house is divided. So it's on. Top five over there.
Speaking of house divided, Alex was the one that said that. Let's talk about this. The cocktail party, the end of that, where just Chad keeps interrupting people. He interrupts multiple people.
Yeah, dick move.
Is that... It's a dick move, but is it justifiable?
I think so.
I think so, because that's what you're here for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, I think he delivers everything wrong. But to me, you are on this show and you put your life on hold to go to potentially fall in love with this human. You're not there to make friends. Like, I understand when he's saying this is not a fraternity house or on the other side, it's not a sorority house. And I almost sometimes get so genuinely confused, especially after The Bachelor, where all these girls are best friends.
Yeah.
That to me makes negative sense. I'm like, you didn't go there to become
negative sense. I've never heard that.
To become besties and find a girlfriend. You came there for love.
Yeah.
So... is it wrong to maybe interrupt someone's time?
Twice.
But two different people's times. It's like, and also one was Evan, and she was like, thank you for interrupting this conversation right now. So he did her a favor.
I don't know. I'm really torn on that situation because on one end, that's the game.
Yeah.
And your time is so limited, I'm sure, within those walls. So, but on the other hand, could you be more respectful about it?
For sure.
And JoJo didn't engage in that conversation for very long. If you notice, she's the one that wrapped that second time up.
Yeah, she's
with
like,
Chad.
Let's go.
She's like, okay,
we'll talk later.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank you for rescuing me. Okay, this is a little bit much. I'm out.
Yeah.
Random question here by I go by KP. She's a loyal listener. Welcome back to the chat room, by the way. And hi to everyone in the chat room.
And
thanks
by
for
the
hanging
way,
out and listening.
Epic hour. We get to do this at 9.
I know.
Guys,
we fought so hard. We watch at 6 and then we tape at 8 on the West Coast so you East Coasters can tune in and the Midwest. I go by KP says, does anyone else think Luke might have a fake leg? He seemed like he was walking odd. I'd like to see him in a swimsuit. Either way, love him and hope he wins.
No.
Because he's a war veteran.
I do not think he has a fake leg.
I didn't notice that. But
I don't think so either.
Great
and
reveal.
I love
it would
Luke.
Be a great, it would be a great,
reveal. Great
reveal. You think Luke's top five?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh my God. My
Luke's
heart like
looks pretty great.
A beat for him.
Yeah, I like Luke.
Didn't you see? She's like this the whole time.
Keep him on the screen.
For those listening and not watching, our hands are just... holding up our faces.
Sir, oohing and eyeing over here. I really had a problem with Alex in this episode.
Tell me why.
And I think it bothered me because I think he is such a cutie and I think he seems like a great catch. But
what is
I just felt like he had like that Napoleon syndrome. Like, he had to overcompensate and be, like, the tough guy to stand up for everyone. And, like, he was having such
an issue. Didn't they use that term last week? Chad did,
And he kept saying that Chad is creeping her out. He's being so creepy. And in my eyes, if you think he is not doing himself a favor and he's creeping JoJo out, let him do
it.
Why do you have to go say something?
There's something in, and here's the thing. I share a little bit of that where if I see injustice, I'll speak up. And I see that in Alex, where I don't know if it's a Napoleon thing or more of because it's a military thing. But the way I was raised, my dad always taught me, if you see somebody wronging someone, you are in your rights to speak up. And that's, I will probably get punched in the face word in my life at some point. And I get that. Yeah. But if I see something happening that's just wrong, I can't be silent.
But I think I'm like that as well. Yeah, but it's different.
I think being on this show, like we were saying, with the dates, with the group date.
Yeah.
Once you enter that realm, it's everything's different.
I know, but so this but isn't it's still, like a, it's still a real thing. You saw someone
like trip an old lady walking.
No, yeah. It's still this. Know? What he saw and what he saw Evan come back and be hurt. Evan is super, probably the most sensitive guy.
But Evan should say something.
He, you're right. But when Evan didn't and was hurt, he was like, you know what? That's it. I need to speak up for this guy. And he even said that. He said, if nobody else is going to speak up, I can't let this go and I have to speak up.
I also
up.
Just feel
I'm
like
not saying it's okay, but I understand where Evan. He's coming from. Here's my thing with Alex. He walked up to Chad and then didn't know what to say.
Right.
I love Chad's
And Chad
response.
Called him out for that. Chad was like, know where the conversation's going.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Chad was they freaking hysterical. Exactly.
Kind of.
He's like doing the West Side Story thing because it's true.
It I actually funny. Left. It was They it was didn't really plan true. It. They were just like, let's talk to him. And they shuffled 6 feet to the left and then surrounded him. He's like, guys, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, okay, obviously Chad is, like, the bad guy, right? He does seem like he's a little bit of an asshole, for sure. Right. I'm going to say that. But how can you not be an asshole when you're in that situation and all these people are ganging up on you and criticizing you for everything you're doing when, in your mind, you're there fighting for a girl and minding your own business?
Neither of them did it right. That's the problem. Like, Chad didn't approach it right, and the guys didn't approach Chad right.
Yeah. No, I...
Guy.
I mean, well, like, I agree with you.
Chad is the most polarizing villain we've had. He's played because we like him and we hate him at the same time.
And I don't you hate that you like him.
I don't
like,
remember I'm who kind of pissed said that I was something. Yeah. I don't remember who said something earlier, but somebody asked, could he be the next Nick V?
Yeah.
Nick Viall.
Yeah. I think Nick was less of an in your face dick than Chad is. He was a little bit, you know, seemed more working in the shadows, maybe, villain. But there's a sweet side and honest and real side to Chad that I think we're all kind
that
of
we like.
I think we'll see more. With. I still think overarchingly he is not the right girl for her.
No, he's not
I don't think
right
he's the right girl for her either.
You
for
be sure. a girl, I'll be a boy.
Wait, guys, Alex went up to Chad and was trying to be so tough. And then this is my favorite line ever. He said, "You're a meltdown."
Yeah.
I was like, "What is that?"
Yeah, he's not. I think he's got the right idea and like what he wants to try to confront him, which I'm fine with. So he didn't have the right words. I wanted him to.
Him and Chad to have a battle, a word battle, would be amazing.
So speaking of those two, one other thing that I tweeted out, and I want to check and see what it's at now. I said, one more poll for the show. Who would win in a fight, Alex or Chad? Alex, 61%. Chad, 39%.
Fight?
So I want to go out. Brooks, who do you think would fight? Or win the fight.
Chad.
100%.
Hands down.
See, I'm Alex. I'm Team Alex.
You guys, like, I feel like that doesn't even make sense.
They have weight classes for a reason.
Exactly.
They have what?
They have weight classes and wrestling, boxing,
you guys,
jiu-jitsu,
he
everything.
Is a trained Marine. He is trained to knock guys, whether it's a Chad or whether it's a little ant.
They're like a lethal weapon.
Yeah.
They really
they are a walking lethal weapon.
Chad is
that is their job.
But we haven't seen.
No, I don't think so. It just doesn't make sense. Weight class.
And happy
it's
memorial.
Not just weight class,
5'5", 6'4", probably 225, probably 190 at most.
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be a clear win. Like, I'm not saying Alex is going to knock him out on the first
hit.
Just
heart.
Like, but I think at the end of the day, Alex would win.
But here's the thing. Everybody assumes, when you're a 6'4 guy, everybody assumes that you are the dominant.
Right.
When you're a guy like that that has training, that has the physicality to back it up. I'm talking about Alex. Those kind of guys surprise the hell out of
me. Okay, but Chad is not 6'4 Ben Higgins. He's, like, obviously... trained as well. Do you know what I mean?
He's trained in muscles.
We don't know if
we don't know if he's got any sort of training. You can lift all you want and be the wussiest guy in the world. That doesn't weight gym. I'll say this: weight room strength is not the same as real world strength. And Marines have real world strength. That's a different kind of strength.
Well,
I trained with Marines. I almost went in the Marines. That is real world. My cousin was in the Marines. My family's in the military.
I dated a Marine.
Real world strength. different level.
This is not a bag on Marines.
That's all I'm saying.
And that's
it's
the
not
only
at
reason
all.
He would even stand a chance against someone like Chad.
I would put money on Alex.
Same.
Also, Chad.
We should get him to fight. This would be the best.
right here.
They might fight.
Let's go.
Sell out.
We might see what happens.
Guys, this room is getting heated.
You guys, can I just say one more thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, this actually has nothing to do with Ben and Alex. It just kind of bothers me.
Yeah, who's Ben?
Or
Chad and Alex.
Chad and Alex.
Oh, well, Freudian slip there.
It kind of Well, this is where I'm going. It kind of bothers me that JoJo is still bringing up Ben.
Oh, yes! 100%.
Like, stop.
What? The worst comparison
girl,
of
drop
love.
It. Right? Yeah. Like, Brooks, he's saying you can bring up Romeo and Juliet, and at the rose ceremony, you're saying you want to love, like, Ben and Lawrence?
Lancelot
like,
and
literally out of everyone in the world that it's you can pick. One.
I yeah. think that...
Oh my just gosh. Stop talking about Ben.
Do you think that maybe she isn't over Ben?
Yes, that's what it sounds like. It when really you keep talking like about someone, there's a reason for that.
She's also asked about past relationships.
She a lot. Only brings up Ben.
That's
but she's asked about
really
it multiple times. We're going to have to talk about that next week. We got to move to the rose ceremony so we can get out of here. Oh, by the way, the meat was super weird. People want to talk about the meat.
So
Chad
funny.
And the meat.
How much did he that was eat?
I want to know. I would love to know how so much he funny. Legitimately ate.
I think that the reason I like Chad
is he
because,
super gassy?
No, it's because, I don't know. I think my boyfriend like works all the time and eats a lot of meat. So it just is like
I hope we get someone from this season on the show and I want to ask how much he legitimately ate. In pounds of
yeah,
meat.
I, feel like
I
want to
know
like
how many plates, how many
I
trips.
I feel like it's better that he's eating so much meat and like instead of being wasted.
Agree.
Sure. Good point.
Well, he's drinking too. He was holding
I know, but
okay,
not like
so
the other guys.
Three people already have roses: James T, Derek, and Wells. First up, Alex. And then I love how they cut to Chad's voiceover speaking his thoughts. About,
so
she's
funny.
Just going to give him a rose so that people in America know she doesn't hate
short people.
I was dying. That was actually
funny.
I mean,
he's
funny.
He's
funny.
I like hate that he's funny.
He's funny,
but
though.
He's funny.
He's dry humor funny,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
not witty. It's just
no,
like
it's, he's just
the guy has
it
no
is.
Filter.
It's the
yeah.
truth. He just
it's
says
the truth. What
yeah.
everyone else
that's
is
why
thinking.
People like
yeah,
Nick, though.
Thinking.
People finally came around on Nick because he just says it. Even when he was on the show, everyone in the chat world was like, God, I actually love Nick.
He
just says exactly
how it is.
Yeah, he says it how it is.
You can't knock him for
So, Alex, next one was Christian, and then Robbie, Luke, Chase, Jordan, Grant, Ollie, which surprised me. We didn't see anything about him, and Daniel, James F., Nick, Vinny, Evan, Chad, going home, James, and I don't even get the other guy's names. Brandon? Was that one of them?
I don't know.
I don't know.
And the third guy? Yeah,
I don't know.
If Chad can't remember, why should we?
Yeah.
We have to that standard.
Chad's reaction with Christian, too, was really funny.
He's
like,
Christian,
who
Christian?
Is that?
I didn't know who Christian is. Yeah. Oh, so all that being said, after week two, now we've got enough that we've learned their personalities a little bit. So the last question I'm going to ask you guys.
Okay, shoot.
Chelsea,
I'm not
you're
ready
first.
For it.
Predictions?
Top what?
We're going to go to predictions.
I can go to predictions. I have mine right off.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
And now, you're after Buzz TV predictions.
General predictions?
Nope, Chelsea.
Yeah, who wins? Chelsea.
Who wins The Bachelorette?
Who wins?
One name.
Ooh.
After week two. We're going to go back. We're going to go back. You guys can remember. Yeah, I'm sweating too.
I know. Luke.
Luke?
Just because I like him.
Christina.
I think I'm going to say Luke as well.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. Brooks.
I hate to do it, but I'm going to say Luke too.
Screw you guys.
Who do you think?
Jordan.
I think
Jordan's the next Bachelor.
I would be so mad if Jordan's the next Bachelor.
I won't. I wouldn't hate it. I would watch it for sure.
That's
I mean,
why it's going
to
be it.
Yeah. I would watch it, but that's... Oh, Jordan, I feel like, is only on the show because he wants to be a celebrity.
I completely disagree.
More
I
so than anyone else.
I completely
else.
Disagree, yeah.
Yeah.
Really, guys? Really?
Can you guys do a... just the win? Or you're going to do something else? Never mind. Go ahead.
No, I just want to bring up what Misha C just said, because it was a great point that I kind of noticed and didn't really realize how big of a deal this is. Chad kept saying all the guys were stupid for having feelings because they don't know her, and then he said he had feelings.
After he kissed her.
Yeah, but I think that's okay for him to say he like had a moment with her.
The only
But other guys had had a moment with her, and some of those guys said they had feelings. Yeah. Jordan kiss was the first kiss. Jordan was the first person.
But they also legitimately had a crazy connection.
Yeah. I think that's such a flip-flopper
but
for
also,
Chad to do
But also, I do think he
Agreed.
Was saying, when he said that he was kind of eating his words.
Yeah. He knew it because his whole tone of voice changed. However, can I just throw something in there real quick?
Yeah.
The one thing that Chad kept saying, which was really obnoxious to me, he said, have you guys never seen a beautiful girl before? Probably 15 times in this episode.
I hate that.
Stop.
Yeah.
Where do you live? Tulsa?
No.
That's just kind of...
Does he?
Yeah, he's
well,
from Tulsa.
I don't think...
Somebody
whatever.
On the chat
roll
said
really
they were
matter.
Shamed to be from the same state as him. Earlier,
like, stop saying that.
What I think is funny is he keeps throwing out, I'm emotionally and financially ready.
And then everything else.
He said financially in front of Max and Marcellus, too.
Yeah,
and Marcellus kind of did one
like,
of these.
Yeah.
He kind of, like, looked at him like, what? Yeah, that was kind of weird. Brooks, somebody had a question for you before we go. They said, how many guys are in the limo when you first... This is from Amanda F. How many guys
Good
are in the
question.
Limo when you first meet the Bachelorette? Is it awkward? Thanks, love the show.
Yeah, it's 5. We're in mine. It's not always the same, but around 5 or 6. And The limo pulls up, one person gets out, it pulls back out of the driveway, and then they pull up again.
Oh, it's so the same limo?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see the interaction. Limo.
So when when you come down...
So you guys just stand down the side of the street waiting to be picked up?
No, you ride in the limo.
You're in the limo the whole time.
There's five different limos that you ride in.
Oh. Wait, I need somebody to clarify this. They said Chad tweeted, "Are you not entertained tonight?"
Oh,
did he really?
Wow, that's interesting.
I'm going
to
retweet
Before we go, I want somebody to confirm this or not. I really want to know. What's his Twitter? Somebody write it in really quick because we got to go. I want to know what this is. Did he really tweet that? That makes me like him even less.
Or like him even more.
Why?
Because it's kind of funny.
Yeah, because it's hilarious.
That's exactly, that goes with his character.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's just then, is he on the show just to make more drama, or is he actually trying to find somebody? That makes, you know what I mean? I want the show to be, there's something sacred about guys that come on the show to actually find somebody, don't care. I like that he doesn't care, but I don't like that he's trying to stir things up.
But I already think any pool that goes on is already split if you're actually there to find love or if you're
sure,
not.
But then he's playing both. He's stirring stuff up, but then saying he's actually trying to be honest and find someone. I don't like that.
Yeah, but that's in the past. He knows now that he's the villain, and he knows he's going to get it that way.
And
he's
going to
not make top. Yeah, so he's going to play
get
that
him.
So
well. I Go hate get that.
Him. Chad Johnson, and that's what it looks like. That's who he tweeted. Wow. Well, there we go.
Awesome.
That's hilarious. And yes, we were entertained.
The best villain yet.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chad.
To everyone on the chat roll that chimed in with us, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you guys. And in the meantime, till next week, where can everybody follow you on the worldwide webs in the world, Brooks?
You can find me on Twitter at Brooks Forrester and at Instagram at Brooks A. Forrester and on Snapchat at Brooks-Forrester. See why I don't do that very often?
We very rarely get all three out of you. Yeah. Thank you for dropping those today. Yeah.
Thanks you guys for watching. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat at Miss Zias. It's MissZias.
Oh, that sounds sexy.
Thank you.
That is a pretty sexy handle. Mine's not. mine's at CBriche, CBriche.
And you guys can follow me on everything at Danny Hoyt, except Snapchat, which is Danny Hoyt 47. Wow. It's my favorite number. Thank you guys so much. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.